Igniting Souls Audio Blog, Episode 3, Why the Shawshank Redemption Reveals How to Escape Your Day Job. This episode is brought to you by CarrieOberbrunner.com. Are you a soul on fire? Take the free Igniting Souls assessment and find out at CarrieOberbrunner.com. You might be familiar with the Shawshank Redemption. They play it 1,000 times on cable TV after all. Hey, a few years ago, I was watching a rerun late one evening. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you have, you might remember the storyline. Andy Dufresne, played by Tim Robbins, got trapped in a very tough situation. Although innocent of any crime, his life sentence in Shawshank Prison nearly killed him and his hope for freedom. I filtered the movie through my own experience that night. I was stuck in my day job, and I felt imprisoned from my potential. Although I loved the people I served and worked with, I felt captive from my creativity. I felt like there were dreams that I hadn't yet lived out. And so slowly over the years, I accepted my own life sentence. I thought it was easier to let my dreams die than to keep holding out for freedom. Watching Andy's escape, I saw an interesting pattern emerge. He went from prison to plan to payoff. Studies show that 86% of us feel stuck in our day jobs. If we want to go from our day job to our dream job and turn our passion into a full-time gig, we can learn a lot from this pattern that we see in Shawshank. Number one, prison. Day jobs kill people, and most people don't care. Now, many of Andy's friends didn't want to escape their situation. And I know that sounds absolutely crazy, but we see this happen in our lives today. Now, initially, they didn't like Shawshank. I mean, it's a prison after all, and horrible things happen there. But slowly over time, they grew to accept it. In fact, there's this one guy in the movie named Brooks. You might remember him. He's the older guy, and he delivered books, and he had a title, and he had significance, and he grew to love Shawshank, even despite the fact that he didn't have any freedom. Now, when Brooks is let out on parole for good behavior, you'd think he would love it. You'd think he would create the life that he always wanted. But instead, he was imprisoned on the inside. And so even though he was free on the outside, he continued to live as a prisoner. And rather than experiencing abundant life, he ends up hanging himself. He actually destroys himself because he would rather have a situation where he's in control and comfortable rather than an exciting adventure. And I see this all the time in my clients that I coach. Initially, when they begin talking about freedom, they get excited. They talk about all the things they might be able to do if they had freedom. But sadly, very few people go from day job to dream job. It's because they focus on what they might leave rather than what they might go to. Let's just talk about what they're actually leaving when they go from day job to dream job. Because they think they're leaving comfort, safety, security, titles, community. And you know what? In some ways they are. But here's also what they're leaving. They're leaving stress. 70% of American workers experience stress-related illnesses. They're leaving burnout, heart attacks. The LA Times reports there's a 33% increase in heart attacks on Monday mornings. Even death, 9 a.m. Monday morning, more people die at that time than any other time of the week. So yes, when you talk about prison of your day job, yeah, there is some safety. There is some security. There is some titles. There is some comfort that you will leave, but you'll also leave all those harmful side effects. When people say they want to go pro, though, I often caution them not to. That might sound counter. Let me explain, though, what I mean. When Andy knew it was time to leave, he didn't just jump the fence. In fact, he first had the desire that he wanted to leave, but then he got very serious about a plan. If you remember, Andy was really good with rocks. He was really good at carving stone. And sure enough, what Andy did is he created a plan to escape his day job. That's exactly what you need. You need a plan. Today, I'm going to talk about the three things that you need. The three things that you need are, number one, a team. Andy did not escape on his own. He had Morgan Freeman play, who played Red in the movie. He had other friends that gave him protection. Even the warden and one of the captains protected him at one time because they thought that Andy was working for them when really he had his own plan in mind. The other thing Andy needed was a tool. He got this handy dandy little rock hammer. And that rock hammer, everyone thought it was insignificant. I mean, what can a rock hammer do to a big, thick wall? But you know what Andy did? Every day, he took a little bit away from the wall. In other words, he bridged the gap between his day job and his dream job. In our story, in his story, he literally tunneled through a wall. And that wall was what was preventing him from freedom. Now, many people think, oh, I only have 15 minutes or a half hour a day that I could really invest in my day job. Can I even do anything with that? Absolutely. That brings us to the third thing, time. Andy used time and pressure over a long period. It was actually 19 years. Now, I don't think it's going to take you 19 years to go from your day job to your dream job. For me, it took much less. But the point is this, that you do need a plan. And the dream job or plan gives you nine complete steps. But today, I just wanted to mention the team, the tools, and the time. In future episodes, we'll go through each of the nine steps in depth. But notice this all led him to a payoff. Now, in the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, we know that Andy's payoff was to do charter fishing on a worthless old boat. He was going to fix it up and take out guests. And he was going to do this in the Pacific Ocean because the Pacific Ocean, according to the Mexicans, was a place of no memory. Andy wanted to create a new life, and he invited his friend Red to join him. And at the end of the movie, we see them embrace, and it's very powerful because they went through all this junk, the prison, the plan, but then they eventually experienced the payoff. Now you might say, Carrie, what is the payoff that my dream job will give me? And as I've been out now for several years, and as I've coached other clients through my dream job boot camp, here's the three things that people experience. Number one, freedom to go as they please. That's huge. When you do your dream job and you create that, you now have freedom to go as you please. You're not bound by all the circumstances and situations because it's not work. It's actually life. And so you have much more freedom. Number two, finances to earn as you wish. That's huge. Most people have a cap in their day jobs and they can't earn beyond it. But when you create a dream job, you have finances to earn as you wish. And number three, fulfillment, to live as you like. Now you're actually working in something that you're passionate about, and that is a cause that you are really geared up for. And there is so much more fulfillment, as I've seen in my own life and talked with other clients. When they go from day job to dream job, they experience that true fulfillment. I want to close with a quote from The Shawshank Redemption: "Get busy living or get busy dying. The choice is yours." Make sure that you subscribe in iTunes so that you get every single episode